Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now it's 30 years since my next guest conquered Europe with Paul Harrington as Rock and Roll Kids claimed Ireland's sixth Eurovision win. He's now living full-time in Leitrim, and he's known to do my job as he presents a weekly show on Shannonside Radio. Big welcome to Charlie McGettigan.
Thank you. Thank you.
How are you, Charlie?
I'm pretty good. I'm enjoying your show. We've been listening to you on the way down from Shannonside. You're almost as good as we are.
Oh, stop. Well, Charlie, can I bring you back to 1994 Eurovision, Rock and Roll Kids with Paul Harrington? How big was that? And how memorable is it even to this day?
It was amazing. You know, somebody asked me recently, Bambi Thug, the amount of preparation she had to do. It took like 2 or 3 hours to get her makeup and the whole on. And somebody asked me, how long did it take you? Well, I said, I only had to straighten my tie, really. And it was one of the most enjoyable 3 minutes. You know, I've been playing music here in Leitrim for at least 50 years, as well as all over Europe, of course. But that was such a special night. Mary Robinson, the president, was there. Albert Reynolds, the Taoiseach, as well as a packed three arena, which was just amazing. It was like a home game, and we won.
Yeah, you know, it obviously then was transformational career-wise.
It was, because, you know, I'd be what was known as singer-songwriter, folk singer, and suddenly we were propelled into the pop. I mean, up there with ABBA and all the rest of them. And we certainly didn't. Somebody described us, who won the Eurovision Day? Oh, it was two old buggers with beards, you know. So it wasn't exactly what we were used to be doing. But what was great about it was Paul Harrington from Colestor in Dublin. I'm living down here over 50 years in Leitrim, a rural, urban get-together.
Yeah.
And I always used to love going to Paul's house. I remember one particular two or three days after the Eurovision, and we went into Paul's house, and his mum was there. She's a great supporter, and she had the radio on in the hall, and we went in, and then there was another radio on in the living room, and there was one in the kitchen, and there was one up in the bathroom. And Paul said to her, Ma, why are you doing all the radios on? Do you not get more money the more radios that are listening in?
Okay.
Which was lovely, you know, that kind of thing.
It's interesting, and you say that because my own mother actually bought a separate radio to listen to me on Saturday mornings, because you know the way they won't turn off RTE, they just leave it there. So she bought a second radio, which is turned on every Saturday morning.
Same thing's happened to me. My wife, the unfortunate thing about it is she hears are the bad things.
Yeah.
And she criticizes, and so I'm always aware that she's listening. So I'll try to get it.
What about your own radio show? How's that going? Do you enjoy it?
It's fantastic. I never had any ambitions, no more than yourself, I suppose, to be a broadcaster. But I've nearly 15 years doing it now. It's kind of a potpourri of, for example, this morning we had two young people who had made their first film, a 20-minute film. They were just out of college. I had my grandson, who's with me here at the moment, Páraic Bennett, who's a singer-songwriter and a classical musician, is just back from... Where are you back from, Páraic?
Just back from Hungary.
Yeah. What was that like?
Oh, sure, mad. You know what they're like over there.
And just before you entertain us, Charlie, it must be a wonderful privilege to actually play music with your grandchild.
It can be a pain in the arse, to be quite honest with you. He's getting too good, you know. He's like, when he was in Hungary, for example, he was conducting orchestras, conducting choirs, writing music, you know. And, you know, he's just an amazing talent.
That's great.
And I feel just privileged to play with him.
Well, listen, you're going to play us out now, Charlie. So stand by and I'll say my goodbyes, if I may, and then I'll reintroduce you and Páraic to play us out. So just before we say goodbye, I want to thank everybody here, Kieran and everybody here, and John, the manager, everybody here at the Landmark Hotel. I want to thank Seafro Donovan and Events, along with Jack Lawler and Ben Griffin. Thanks to David Slevin on sound, as always, and as always to the ever-suffering producer, John Fardy. Thanks to Simon Keane and Stephen Daunt and Stephen McClune back at base. And today's show was funded by Commission the Man from the television licence fee. Yes, we're glad to get our bit of the television licence fee. I'll be back next week. But before that, I want to reintroduce Charlie McGettigan and his grandson, Porrick Bennett, who are going to play us out.
You find the feet of a dancer. I hope you can sing in the rain. I hope you find all the easy answers to your pain.
It won't be easy. What can I say? There will be trouble along the way. And around every corner, terror and tears. But always remember that we're here.
Join in, Bobby, come on.
And I hope you find the feet of a dancer. I hope you can sing in the rain. I hope you find all the easy answers to your pain. And I hope you find love and affection. I hope you find someone who cares. I hope you find all the right directions everywhere. Everywhere. A shoulder to cry on whenever you're low. You can rely. Cause there's nothing too crazy, there's nothing too dear. Just always remember that we're here. I hope you find the feet of a dancer. I hope you can sing in the rain. I hope you find all the easy answers to your pain. And I hope you find love and affection. I hope you find someone who cares. I hope you find all the right directions everywhere. Everywhere. And even when the rain comes falling down, and oh, it's a falling down on you, I hope you find the feet of a dancer. I hope you can sing in the rain. I hope you find all the easy answers to your pain. And I hope you find love and affection. I hope you find someone who cares. I hope you find all the right directions everywhere. 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 Always remember that we're
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
Nope.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.